We've been telling you about the military's efforts to confront issues of traumatic brain injury among servicemen and women. Now it appears there could be a disconnect over the symptoms of traumatic brain injury.
And more from Chris Dorabeck from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Chris, so what's the disconnect here?
Well, traumatic brain injury, TBI is what they call it, has really become the signature wound of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Doctors have found that personnel returning from the battle suffer from injuries that might be directly related to these brain injuries. So last year, the Pentagon started screening everyone returning from battle for traumatic brain injuries. But the problem is that those symptoms are, they include not sleeping, anxiety, drug use, headaches, lack of appetite. They're also symptoms of things like post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, or other mental issues.
So there's some concern it could be misdiagnosed, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a real concern. There are two respected Army medical health researchers who've just published an article that says that the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Defense Department are overemphasizing mild traumatic brain injuries among combat personnel at the expense of these other medical problems. And USA Today got its hands on that study, which appears in the New England Journal of Medicine. That report calls for the military to change the way they handle the screening of soldiers. They say instead of screening for TBI, they should screening for those other symptoms, then figure out if the symptoms are a result of brain injury or some other problem.
What is the Army saying about this?
Well, this study has really convinced the Army Surgeon General, Eric Schumacher, that the screening should be changed. But critics are worried that some troops might really slip through the cracks and not get the care they need. A spokesman for the Pentagon's Health Affairs Office says the recommendations, they're being reviewed.